This is Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa say, play WMUN. Let's join the story now with your hosts, Cam and TC.
Welcome to Page Turners, the broadcast book club with Cam and TC, right here on WMUN, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Cam, I have a very important question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you have a favorite pop-up book?
That's a weird question. Yes, I do.
What is it?
Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
Remember that really pretty copy we were talking about
a
million years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that one. Why?
Because that's what we're talking about today, right? A pop-up book sale. A book sale with all pop-up books.
No, Thomas. Thomas, that's not what it... No, honey.
That's not what a pop-up book
that
sale is.
That is not what... No. No. It is a sale that pops up in a place that isn't usually a bookshop.
Okay. Well, so I heard there was going to be one at Coffee sale. Craving, so...
Yeah. Today, actually. Like right now.
Okay.
Well, in a minute, but
Right after our show.
Right after our show.
Okay.
Yes. And we actually have somebody here to talk to us about that. Hi, Cheyenne.
So, Cheyenne, can you tell us a little bit about the book sale that's going to be happening or is happening today?
Yes. So, this is actually going to be our second pop-up book sale.
Yay!
The first one, we tried it out last year at the Yorktown Farmers Market, and with 3 hours, we actually made $150.
Wow.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
So this year, I'm hoping to do a few more, today being the first one of the year.
Yay.
And the reason we chose today was because with the eclipse coming, we know that Yorktown is going to be packed.
Yep.
Muncie is going to be packed. And at least I know personally, when I go to a new town, I like to check out the coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting a lot heavier foot traffic than normal.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love coffee with books?
I mean, I'm drinking coffee right now. Ain't that something?
Just saying.
I was prepped and ready to go. Thank you, Leslie.
It's a nice little sound effect, too.
Yeah, I know. So now, you know, we were talking about the book sale itself. Where do you get these books? Do they come from people, the library? How do you get them?
So it's actually a mixture.
Oh, okay.
So there's a process called weeding at the library. So after a few years, if nobody has checked out certain books or maybe they've fallen out of circulation, sometimes they get pulled off the shelves to make room for newer books. So that's one way that we get books is from the library.
Mm-hmm.
And then all year round, we actually collect books from people in the community, whether it be Yorktown, Muncie, Anderson, Daleville, and they bring it in, whether it be 1 to 2 books at a time, or, hey, I'm redoing, downsizing, here's 5 boxes of books.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we get those donations, but they're all donation-based.
Nice. I could never.
And where can everyone donate books at?
So they can actually bring it straight to the Yorktown Library, to the circulation desk, or at one of the 3 pop-up book sales that we are planning for this year.
Okay, so you can bring books during the pop-up book sale.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Do you get a discount if you bring books?
So we're talking about that.
Yeah.
But I will say normally, so we do have an annual book sale every September. Anybody that comes in to volunteer, they get 50% off any books.
Hold on. I'm sorry, my heart just stopped. 50% off for volunteers.
They do. And then if you're actually a member of the Yorktown Friends of the Library, you get 10% off no matter what.
Now, does this stack? So can I get like 60% off?
No, it would be cap out at 50.
All right.
But I will say the paperbacks are only 50 cents. Hardcovers are $1.
No, I'm sorry. Woo! My wallet's crying already, and it's not even in the room.
I will say something that I brought with me. Two books that actually I found over the last few years. So last year, we found Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Fan favorite of mine. And it is...
Oh, so you've read this one?
Oh, yes.
Oh, what's it about?
I don't want to give it away. But Evelyn Hugo has gone her life. She's had 7 different husbands in her life. And it is, I will say, an LGBT.
Okay. Gotcha.
But that's all I'm going to say.
Okay. So we're looking at like a LGBTQIA version of Henry VIII.
Maybe. But
oh,
I will say,
man, your reactions make me want to read it. My TBR list
talk
is already real long.
But
I
will say, look at that copy. Mm-hmm. 50 cents. I found it.
This looks brand new.
It is. But somebody, like I said, downsized and brought it in. Now, I will say, I also brought another book because I like odd finds. Around the World Cookbook. Hard copy, only a dollar. And this goes into all the different nations. There's recipes from everywhere. So there's no telling what you're going to find at the book sale.
Oh, my goodness.
Best thing about the pop-up book sales, I actually don't pick which books are coming. I just grab some boxes that we have, bring them out, and I am just as surprised as everybody else when I open up the boxes and put them on the tables or the bookshelf.
But that has to be nice for you guys as, like, volunteers or, like, people at the pop-up book sales, because you're just kind of watching people discover stuff.
And it
treasure
is
hunting.
Amazing. So, prime example, last year we had the pop-up book sale at the farmer's market. There was a, I believe, a junior at Yorktown High. She was a band student, and she actually found music notes and music books that were 20, 30 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was over the moon. She went to her parents. She's like, Mom, Dad, can I get these? She got 8 books, $4.
Oh, no.
What a deal.
I know.
So I do
those moments that make it worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I do see that the first two people that buy / donate $15, they get a prize.
Yes. I can't tell you what the prize is, though.
Okay.
You'd have to come
so
in
we'll
and
just
spend
have to,
15.
We'll just have to go right after and find out, huh?
Yes. Go right after. I'll be the first one there. Are you kidding me? I get to dig through books and then take them home and read them for under 10 bucks, 15 bucks, 20 bucks. Usually if I go to the bookstore or used bookstore, my husband, bless him.
He tells you that you have enough? Because that's what mine tries to tell me.
He tells me that I have enough, and then I go, well, you have enough video games, and his reaction is always touche. But he doesn't, thankfully, he doesn't listen very often, so I can say this. He doesn't understand how many books I have hidden in our home.
That's fair.
But also, he doesn't need to know that.
How many do you got?
You don't need to know that. It's on a need-to-know basis.
I'm texting him right now.
See, I have a solution because my best friend lives right around the corner, literally quarter of a mile. I have come home from work once with 2 different bookshelves that I just leave at her house. Whether or not all those books are hers, our spouses don't need to know.
That's fantastic. Do you want to be my book buddy?
Yeah.
And just will leave Whitney out of kill his
house?
Me?
No, she won't know.
Yes. I love this. Thank you for giving me such good ideas.
That's what I'm here for.
Well, unless she's listening right now, so she knows now.
Well, Whitney's a better partner. Well, Garth is probably asleep. It's fine. Anyway, so back to the library and books and the book sale. So, you know, we were talking a little bit about some of the upcoming things that you guys have going on and what's on the horizon a little bit before we hopped on the mics. And I do want to dig into that. And I want to dig into some of the stuff that you guys are doing at the Friends of the Library group. But I hate to say this. We're about halfway through, aren't we?
We are.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately for us, we're going to have to take a break here in a second. However, where can people find you on Facebook to figure out where this sale is going to be?
Okay. So there is a Facebook group. It is Friends of the Yorktown Friends of the Library. Our logo has a tiger on it reading a book as the pages are falling out.
I love that logo. It is so fun.
We actually had a logo contest, and that was the one that was voted.
Really? I was going to ask.
Huh. Maybe we need to do a logo contest.
I know.
Too.
I love this idea.
And it's actually someone local here in Muncie that did it.
Really? Oh, we're going to have to learn more about that, too, I think. What do you think?
I'm all for
probably
it.
Probably going to have to add that to the list. Hold on as I add that to our list. Well, that's all the time we have for this little segment. As a reminder, Coffee Cravings 9 to 1. I promise I'm going to be there. I'm going to be digging through everything after, of course, I take a couple of minutes during this break to read The 7 Husbands of Elvil and Hugo, or at least start it because I've been flipping through it. Anywho, if you haven't found us on socials, go find us. Find the Yorktown Friends of the Library. And again, I'm going to say it one more time because it's super, super important. Coffee Cravings 9 to 1 today. And we are going to be there from probably 9 to about 11, or at least I am, handing out some bookmarks as well. So we'll be right back.
This is Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, say play WMUN. Let's continue the story now with your hosts, Cam and TC.
Welcome back to Page Turners, everybody. We are here with Cheyenne Arsenault from Yorktown Friends of the Library. We are talking about the pop-up book sale that's happening in just a little bit at Coffee Cravings from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Cheyenne, during our break, we were talking about some of the projects that you have and that you've done in the past. And I want to touch on some of the stuff that you guys have done, because it looks like, from on this side of the table, a quite large list of some stuff that you guys have done or are currently doing for our community. So can you give us a little insight on that?
So I can say I actually joined this organization last March, so I've only been part of it for a year. The big project that we did last year, if anybody drives past the Yorktown Library, you will notice there are now benches.
Yes.
What's great about that is that was not just a project that we did as an organization, but something that got the community involved. I can tell you, as soon as we posted that we were collecting caps to do the bottle cap benches, within that first week, we had over 60 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
And it was not just Yorktown. People have been saving them, waiting for this opportunity. So not only bringing in caps, but also taking the opportunity to come in and volunteer with us to sort through them, make sure that they're clean, to make sure that we have the appropriate ones, and weigh them, because we needed 400 pounds. And we did that in under 3 months.
That's fantastic. So and that, you said that there were people coming from like all over.
Yes.
Nice.
It was basically a countywide thing. Once word got out, people flocked. They were bringing caps full of, like, trash bags full of caps. There were dog treat containers full of caps. And a few people, they felt so proud. They came in with their little Ziploc baggie, which we still appreciated. They're like, oh, I'm helping. And then they saw the mountain that we were already sorting through. They're like, oh, but you can help sort. That is A-okay. So that was one of our proud moments, because the library, ever since its inception, has never had benches. And now there's two. Outside of that, we've also helped to do the seed money for 1,000 books before kindergarten for the Yorktown Library. We have purchased 3 children's computers, the interactive ones that have learning programs on them. We have done board games for family nights. We have a popcorn machine. The trees actually in front of the library, those were purchased and planted with Friends of the Library.
Aww.
So it's not just books, but it's beautifying not just the library, but the community, and getting that community involvement. As far as the plans for this year, we actually have our next board meeting in May to determine what we're going to be focusing on between this summer and the fall time.
Gotcha. Are there any front runners that you want to see that we can talk about, or not so much?
Nothing that's been approved yet.
Okay.
But I will say, if anybody has ideas, you can absolutely contact us on the Facebook page and let us know things that you'd like to see. Personally, not as the board member, but just as Cheyenne, I am hoping to see even like a bakeware library.
Oh,
so we've talked
fantastic.
About it a little bit. Once again, not approved. Something that we can bring up, and that's the best thing we can do, is bring up ideas and see which ones the patrons will like.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's pretty inspiring. You've been with this organization for a year, and look how much you've accomplished.
Well, I've only been around for the benches, so that was all my predecessors before me.
Yeah, that's still a huge accomplishment.
Yes. I have big shoes to fill.
I'm sure you'll do it.
I hope so. Yeah. And especially considering all of the cool stuff that Friends of the Library can do for our communities, like, mm-hmm. that's really big. Any little tiny win is a big win when it comes to a library.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then something that was nice for the bench project, mm-hmm. the cost of the benches was $750. So for our last pop-up book sale, we put out there, hey, this is our cost. We're hoping to raise money towards that. Mm-hmm. People were actually donating additional towards that project. And then we actually had a patron come in and write a check for $1,000 to go towards those benches.
Oh.
So from the pop-up book sale, from the patrons coming in, donating mm-hmm. additional for that, we're able to do these projects.
Yeah. So everybody listening, even if you don't want to buy books, if you're not crazy neurotic and want to collect them like a dragon horde like me, you can still go to Coffee Cravings, give a donation, get a cup of coffee, support local in any way you can. I would do that.
Mm-hmm. You can also join the group, and we have no dues. So it is free to join. You get on our distro list. I send out when we have volunteer opportunities and different mm-hmm. events that we have going on. You can get 50% off at the annual book sale.
That just sounds like a bonus for me. Now, for our friends who maybe don't know, like Friends of the Library and what all you guys do, we've talked about benches. We talked about the book, the pop-up bookshop. What is Friends of the Library?
So the Friends of the Library is a group of people within the community that love the library and all that it can do. And we might have ideas on how to help improve the library, because with libraries' funding, there are some things that they can't do with mm-hmm. their budget and with their funding. Well, that's where the friends come in. So we raise money to help supplement their budget, because there's things that they cannot purchase mm-hmm. as a library. That's where we come in.
Oh, I love that.
So did you grow up wanting to be involved with the library? How did this, where did the inspiration come from you to want to join an organization like this?
So I actually grew up with a not pleasant childhood. So my safe haven was the library. I grew up actually in the state of Delaware, you know, had to come back to Delaware County, mm-hmm. had to stick with my roots. But my safe haven was the library. And, you know, the youth librarian, the teen librarian, they cultivated that love of books and the programming and that sense of community there. So why, as I grow up, why would I deviate that? Why not be the person that was there for me at that age that I needed as well?
I love that.
Do you feel like part of your love for different types of books, and because you brought in a couple that you even brought, came from all that time that you spent in the library and kind of getting away from certain things? Because I know that was me as a child.
Absolutely. And I remember, you know, back when I was younger, and they actually had the children's encyclopedias.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the coolest things.
Yep.
And then something that my library did at the time was they had a youth program that, as you're writing, whether it be a book, poems, you brought it in, read it to that group, and you got feedback right on the spot. So because of that, it wasn't just reading, but it was also the creativity mm-hmm. that I fell in love with.
That's so cool. Did you ever like write a really big story that you were like, yes, this is it. This is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
However, I struggle with that creativity part.
Gotcha.
I know what the end goal is supposed to be, and I know the main events, but piecing them together is where I fall short.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's why I will just read books.
Yeah, I have ADHD, so the sitting down and doing, that's my problem.
I leave it to the experts.
Exactly, and that's why I have a dragon horde. It all comes together.
So it is almost 8:30. So this pop-up book sale starts in half an hour
yes.
at Coffee Cravings. Let's give our listeners a rundown of the information we've talked about during this episode. So Coffee Cravings in Yorktown, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They can donate at the pop-up book sale, correct?
They can donate books and monetary value.
There we go. And what a perfect weekend to do this. We're 2 days away from the eclipse.
Yes. And so, not just that, when you're at Coffee Cravings, if you look across the parking lot, you can see our benches in front of the library.
How perfect.
You can buy a book and go sit on the bench.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the library is open 10 to 1, too. So if you're a patron, you can also check out some of the resources there along with the books that you just got.
So that is all the time we have for this episode. All the listeners, we hope to see you at the pop-up book sale here shortly. And until next time, go give our Facebook, Instagram, give them a like, and we'll see you again next Saturday right here on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM.
That's the end of this chapter of Page Turners, the broadcast book club with Cam and TC, brought to you by Muncie Community Schools. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join the story again next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. with Cam and TC for another chapter right here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa say, play WMUN.